Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
The worldview is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, good morning, good sir. Happy hump day. How are you doing?
Oh, happy hump day. Morning, Rafael. Terribly well, thank you. Yeah, how are you?
Excellent, excellent, thank you. I mean, it's hump day. Okay, not great, unfortunately, in South Korea, though.
Oh, it's astonishing. Again, I mean, weather can be astonishing, can't it? And this is a weather event that is ongoing as well. Basically, absolutely record torrential rain, the worst that South Korea has seen for 80 years, and we're in rainy season. They get a lot of rain. If you think of your classic sort of tropical torrential rain, this is it. This is the season, and then some. So they have just seen an extra 300 millimeters of rain coming along in a 24-hour period. But before that, it was at one stage, it was raining at a rate of, roughly speaking, 140 millimeters of rain per hour. So it's that much per hour. And the streets can't cope with it. What drainage system in the world could cope with it?
Certainly.
So flash flooding, basements flooded in particular, damage to property, cars being swept along. In a lot of cases, the flood waters look like they're sort of shin deep, but in other cases, over knee deep. And frankly, the fact that 145 people had to be rescued, 500 people evacuated, the death toll has now gone up to nine people killed, all seemingly within their own basements. And if you think about the film Parasite, don't they get flooded out in there? In their basement? I'm thinking that that's very much in Seoul in South Korea, isn't it?
That they're so constructed that way, yeah.
Yeah, exactly that. And the water flows down the street straight into the basement, flats and so forth. So, I mean, it's all very well doing the numbers. The fact is a lot of people have been affected by this, and it keeps on coming.
Sure. And any forecasts for any moment where it might abate?
I believe that the torrential rain continues through until Thursday, and then I guess after that maybe it'll get better. But there are some parts, the rain does move around. There are some parts that haven't seen quite so much flooding, and there are other parts which have seen flooding which are now going to get better. But, do you know, it's real luck of the draw, isn't it? You know, just draw your straw and see what you get.
Frankly, Volodymyr Zelensky wants action from the EU regarding banning Russian tourists.
Interesting idea, this, isn't it?
They hadn't. I suppose the sanctions were largely for senior officials.
Exactly. I think they felt targeted, I say they. I mean, it's a sort of amorphous group of officials and diplomats and others. But I think they felt that targeting specifically the hierarchy, Vladimir Putin's inner circle, was the way to go. But the Ukrainian president is saying, hang on a moment, let's cast that net wider. So there are any number of Russian ministers and oligarchs who aren't allowed to travel, who aren't allowed to reach property, whose funding has been seized, etc. And Volodymyr Zelensky is saying, hang on, let's stop tourists. Interesting that actually already Estonia, Latvia and Finland, all of whom have been sort of traditional Russian calling points, they have all now made it either very hard or impossible to get visas for Russians to visit. But those are three relatively small countries. And for instance, it's already been announced by Egypt, Turkey and the United Arab Emirates, which are very hot holiday destinations for Russians, that they would still be welcome. I think Cyprus might have a bit of a problem at the moment because, again, they get a lot of Russian tourists, but then they get a lot of British, German, Dutch tourists. So which way are they going to go? But it's an interesting call that blocking ordinary people might actually, as he puts it, change the philosophy. And according to Volodymyr Zelensky, the Russians are currently living in their own world until they change their philosophy.
Fair enough. And I imagine this would not be very easy for London either.
No, yeah. Certainly not straight off. And I don't know, it's a tricky one because it's still that thing about, you know, Europe generally might have cut its imports of Russian gas and oil, but it hasn't completely stopped it because it can't quite. So unfortunately, in a needs-must world, there's some Russian stuff that they're still selling, including their tourists.
Yeah. And then a brand new country, maybe on the horizon? Out of Scottish Isle?
A little tiny, tiny place. It's a wee island called Lamb, up there in the North Sea, sort of along from Edinburgh, out in the, into the sea, or technically it's in the Firth of Forth, so it's not quite in the open waters. But still, it could become the world's newest country, because it is now owned by the world's most famous spoonbender slash self-styled psychic, Uri Geller. This little tiny island of Lamb, I mean, it's literally like it's a rock with a sort of grassy haircut, ignored by most people except for the odd bird watcher, the occasional kayaker, but possibly, according to Uri Geller, home to buried treasure, the bones of the victims of the witchcraft trials, and if he says it is weirdly mathematically identical to the pyramids of Giza with the two islands alongside. There's a mathematical equation that he says is just too spooky. So Uri Geller wants to elevate Lamb status from this private Scottish island to being a country with a flag and a constitution and a national anthem. And this is the quote I love from Uri Geller. He says he always wanted to own an island and be like James Bond. And you go, no, I think what you mean is you always wanted to own an island and be like a James Bond mega-rich megalomaniac mega-villain. I don't think it was James Bond who was doing the island owning.
Possibly. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, there are a few that are popping into my mind, particularly 80s ones. It's always the villain. Oh, my.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
with a white cat.
Yeah, exactly. Personally, as I look around the world at various tensions, geopolitical tensions, it's around the contestation of whether or not you belong to me as an island or as a country. And I wouldn't want to, I don't want that smoke. So between Taiwan and Ukraine and, you know, Hong Kong, all it is mega powers saying, I want you back. Well, except for the UK that says, well, I don't want anything to do with you anymore, with Brexit.
Yes, but, apart from us, who've gone weirdly the other way.
Exactly.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to get into that battle. But look, good for him and good luck to him.
Yes, I can't see Lamb developing into some sort of tourist community anytime soon. But he's having a bit of fun, shall we say, at his own expense at least.
Quite. All righty. Well, we'll leave him to it, and I'll leave you to it too. Thank you so much, Adam Gilchrist, with that worldview given to you by 91.